The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I'm going to go back to the phones because we've got some folks that have been waiting quite a while. And Randy in Plain City, you are up next. Thank you for your patience. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Randy. And again, thank you for your patience. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I called last week. I was at the Capitol. And I, if you remember, I had very little sleep and didn't really have time to look at what had actually gone on.
Yeah.
Well, I did look at the video, and I was flabbergasted. I'm disgusted by what happened there. And I'm disappointed in myself and others that we were, you know, naive about what could have taken place, I guess. There was a fair amount. So we left the president's speech about halfway through because we couldn't hear it great, and we thought, well, we're going to the Capitol anyway.
Uh-huh.
And we could hear the instigators. And I'm very convinced that they were Antifa, just, you know, more with some Trump apparel. Now, I think there was I'm not disagreeing, there were a lot of Trump knuckleheads in there carrying things out.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is that, you know, when you say thousands entered, I think there was, as we were leaving, because it wasn't our atmosphere, we were going against a tremendous flow that was headed into the Capitol, and they were filling areas that we would have known the police, they had a very weak attempt
mm-hmm.
at keeping people away from barriers. I mean, it didn't even make sense how weak their attempt was to keep people out. And you've even seen videos where
sure.
the police actually are waving people in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there was people that almost, oh, this is the people's house and we're going in. And, you know, if you look at them, they're kind of looking around like they're on a tour. So I don't know. I mean, I'm thankful that I wasn't in that flow of people entering
mm-hmm.
in. I think I may have, but like I said, again, I'm disappointed at, the naivete of the I don't think the president wanted that. What good would that have done him?
No. And I agree with you. I don't think he wanted that at all. Not at all. But and I think the word that you used is probably appropriate. Naive. Because I think that's the last thing that the president wanted.
If I could do it over again, there was a guy beside us with a horn megaphone, yeah, and he continuously was move forward, push forward, they need you. And I wish I would have at least gotten that guy's picture, because he was
mm-hmm.
prevalent. I mean, he was up on a platform mm-hmm. there was another guy that was doing the same thing, and I'm convinced they had earpieces, and they were definitely had done this kind of tactic before, I believe. They seemed to know what they were doing.
And, you know, Randy, I don't doubt that at all. I don't doubt that there were Antifa agitators there. I really don't.
Right.
I completely believe that. But I also realize that the knuckleheads, like you said, were willing
yeah.
pawns in that. And... Randy, we have a problem with extremists in
yeah.
our group as well. We do.
Absolutely.
We
yeah.
do. And,
and the president should have been prepared for that. And the Capitol should have been prepared.
Oh, I agree.
I think this.
I agree.
Yeah, I think there was. I still think there was something nefarious with their lack and waving people in. How in the world can you make sense out of the Capitol Police backing off and wave people in that could potentially have been armed when you have representatives and senators in the House?
Well,
because I was.
And several were armed. Several that actually made it into the Capitol building were armed. Yeah. They were armed.
It's mind-boggling how
it is
allowed.
But I tell you, Randy, I appreciate so much your level head, your common sense, and again, your first-hand reports. I appreciate it greatly.
One thing, the reason I called, and I want to get in real quick, you asked, or you made the comment about it hasn't gone far enough. They were taking people into ovens. I'm troubled by our lack of concern for the unborn. If we really think they are if we really think they're humans, we are tearing out and throwing away 700,000 of them a year in
Agreed.
The United States or somewhere around there.
Agreed.
Now, when are we, what's our call to action there? Because I'm just asking the question. I think that's far more than we're killed, or I guess it is close to the number that was killed in the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. But we're, it's happening on a yearly basis here in the United States. And it's a blood stain on our country.
Indeed. And again, the debate over violence in order to stop it has long been debated, and it's a very difficult area, Randy. Hey, I got to go. I got full phone lines. Okay. But again, thank you so much for calling. You as well. God bless you. Next up is Peggy in Marysville. Hi, Peggy. You're up next on Bobberty Live. Welcome.
Hello. You are wiser beyond your years.
I don't know. I got a lot of years behind me, so I don't know.
Well, I really appreciate your radio program. And I also got a hold of you last Friday, but now I have another question for you.
All right.
The conspiracy that's going around on Messenger, and this was put out by a pastor who says he has, you know, information from, you know, D.C. that Donald Trump is going to invoke martial law. In a couple days.
I've heard that. I've read it. I've seen it in several places, but I have not seen it in one single place that I trust. I just, you know, not a single place, Peggy, that I trust. I've seen it.
Pastor, for Pete's sake. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Listen, there are a lot of kooky pastors out there. But, you know, I just continually warn our listeners about conspiracies. Be careful.
You're telling everybody you got to go get a bunch of food. You got to get a bunch of gasoline. Get all your money out of the bank, you know. Make sure you have lots of meds. This is crazy.
I know. To be really honest, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want to offend anybody, but I have found no evidence that this is real.
Could the president do that? Does he have the authority to do that with 9 days left?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so.
There's, you know, he could invoke the Insurrection Act and so forth. And the answer is no. He could not act unilaterally in that sense without the support of Congress, at least some, and he would have to have the support of the military, Peggy. And I can assure you, I can promise you, that the military leaders of the United States would never go along with that. They just wouldn't.
Okay, and here was the logic why that the president would do that. When they broke in to D.C., then they stole a certain person.
I know. They sold computers and all that. I don't know. I don't know, but I have put very little stock into it. So, Peggy, we are cautious, we're careful, and we listen, think, and discern. All right?
Amen.
All right.
Okay.
God bless you, Peggy.
Thank you.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I didn't know whether to bring that up or not, but since Peggy did, that rumor, that conspiracy is running wild. And again, it doesn't pass the common sense test. The president would have to have the cooperation of the overwhelming number of the high leadership in the United States military. Not going to happen.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. And we will again immediately go to the phones. Next up is Frank in Columbus. Hey, Frank.
Go Buckeyes.
Hey, Frank, you know, you're getting better and better, Frank. I'm liking you more and more and more.
Why is that?
But, well, congratulations. Harbaugh signed a 5-year extension. That couldn't make us any happier here in Buckeye Land.
You know, sir, last time I talked to you, I even said cold box. Yes. But you know what? I know it'll be a game tonight, so if you want to go shopping, tonight's the night because the stores will be empty.
that's for sure. That's for sure.
The best time to go is when the football game's on. There's nobody in Kroger.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what's on your mind, Frank?
Well, you know what? I wanted to call last week, but I've been kind of busy with stuff. So, you know, I know you're talking about what happened at the Capitol last week. Certainly, I don't think the president intended for anybody to go inside the building.
No.
I would hope not. You know, secondly, there was Antifa there. There were people that I did a lot of research. I watched videos and I saw people that were there at Antifa BLM rallies in the past, dressed in the same way. One guy dressed like a Viking with paint on his face. He was at both. You know, there was a lot of instigators, and the guy
with the Viking horns is a QAnon guy from what, Oklahoma or Arkansas?
Yeah, well, that's interesting. You know, you could say that, and we could all say that, but again, he was there at BLM and the other Antifa. But whatever the case is, we know that there was provocateurs there.
Sure,
for sure there was. For sure there was.
Sure.
Secondly, I watched a video where they actually opened the gate and let these people in. You know, you can't make that up. You can't stage that. It happened. They let people in. It was people dressed. Now, they were dressed in police officers' uniforms. They had Capitol Police on the back. Don't know. You know, their jackets said that. I don't know. I can't tell you. And people said they were going to dress up like police, too. Don't know. I'm just saying what I've read. But anyways, in all events, I tell you what, I watched that, and boy, I tell you, I was shaking, Bob. I mean, I was physically shaking because and I was torn, too, because, you know, it was horrible to watch because that isn't what happens here. That isn't normally how we are. But I'm going to say this, and this is my feelings. I mean, there was a part of me that was like, yeah, finally we're going to stand up a little bit. I didn't expect as bad as what we saw happen. But we can only be told so many times what they're going to do to us, how they're going to control us, what they're going to let us do, how we can, you know, our speech is going to be limited on the internet that we're seeing now. We're going to take away your guns. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to go socialize. We're going to take away your health care, force you onto a government one, where we know for a fact, because it happens everywhere in the world, they're going to ration that. You're an 80-year-old person with cancer, otherwise in good health, but you got cancer, guess what? Here's a pill, like they do in Europe and England. Here's a pill, go home. We can't do nothing for you. You know, I mean, they continuously tell us what they're going to do to the people on their right. They want a list to put us on. They want to make it so we can't have a job. You can't have income. How much, when they tell you what they're going to do, believe them. These people are evil. We're seeing pure evil. We've seen it for 4 years now because they're unhinged. And like I said before, the mask has come off. It has come off. You know, the gloves are off. They're ready to fight. And you know what? We're all going to have to draw a line in the sand. And I know you don't. I know you try to talk in a way that doesn't sound like I do, you know, to calm people. But the fact of the matter is, Bob, we're each going to have to draw a line in the sand. I don't think it's going to get any better. Do you think our government's going to go back to what it was supposed to be?
No.
Oh, no, it's not.
No, and, you know, and Frank, I don't want to interrupt you, but I've got some other people I want to get to. And I agree with you. I think we've got to draw some lines in the sand. And my point is, and I know this is, sounds like I'm compromising, and I don't believe I am, we're not there. The lines in the sand that I have drawn, we have not reached. And the reason, again, and I mentioned this earlier, you and I are on the radio talking about anything we want to talk about. Now, the day may come under this next administration when that will be prohibited, that will become illegal. But we're not there. And I hope we don't get there. But if we get there at that point, then we've got to determine what we need to do.
No, you know what, Bob? I have to disagree. I'll make it quick because I know you got other callers. But I have to disagree because they've already told us what they want to do. They've already told us there's groups in the Democratic Party that want to get rid of religion. You know, control your speech. And again, look at Canada, for example. You got to draw your line now. You know, you can't wait until they're at your door.
Okay.
You know, I'm sorry, but, you know, we know what they've told us, and they're going to do what they told us. My line's drawn. I know where my lines are already. You can't wait. You have to prepare yourself.
All right, Frank.
Anyways, that's my thought.
All right,
yep,
thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Quickly, we're going to go to Al in Westerville. Hey, Al, you're on Bobberty Live. Welcome. And we've got about 2 minutes.
Greetings, Bob.
Greetings.
Somewhere in the Virginia Military District, which is Southwest Ohio. You know, you know, where's the crazy bus? I want to get off the crazy bus. I want to go back. I want to go back to 1960, where the only thing we had to worry about was getting an H bomb dropped on us by a man who said he's not crazy and he's not going to want to blow us up. But you know, I saw on ABC News they're talking about armed protests in all 50 states, armed protests here, armed protests there. Most people have not been in a country that's been taken over by the military or a civil war. I was in Turkey in 1980, and I watched the military coup then, up close and personal. I was in Sarajevo for the Olympics, and a few years later, I was with EUFOR, and we were trying to go and put an end to that insanity. Most people do not understand what they're talking about.
I agree with you. Hey, Al, that's important enough. If you can hold, I can hold, but I have to take this bottom of the hour break. I'm going to put you on hold and hope you'll be there. Hope you'll be there when we come back. You're listening to Bobberty Live. Stay tuned.